Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Fan Morning Show brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. Emmanuel Acho, we were just messing with him in the last segment. He's come up with a legacy formula. Number of rings a player has won divided by number of teams he's played for. Yager's the funniest one we could come up with. 9 teams.
Oh, man.
2 rings. 0.22222222222 legacy score. Shaq, 0.67 legacy score. Phil Kessel, 0.6. Joe Flacco, 0.2. And Kenny Pickett, 0.33, because he's now on his third team.
Yep.
Jeff joins us to talk about more legitimate things. How you doing, Jeff?
What's up, guys? Got Yager's name. Didn't he put his name into the hat for the draft on Friday?
Is he coming back into the league, Doran? Jeff?
Who knows? Who knows? It's been an interesting ride with Jaromir Jagr.
If Jagr played exclusively on the power play, do you think he'd be an above-average player?
I think he'd have a few goals. There'd probably be some shorties allowed on that power play, though.
Well, that's happening anyway, what's the problem? From one old guy to another, Aaron Rodgers is going to speak today on the Pat McAfee show. You said that his teammates seem to really like Aaron. I know it was only mini camp, but what have you heard on that front, Jeff?
Yeah, I mean, the guy's impression, listen, a lot of guys' impressions of Aaron Rodgers are what ours are. I mean, they see stuff he says about things other than football. They see the swirl around him. They see what happened with the Jets. And they're wondering, I mean, some of them have friends that might have played with him, so they have a little better understanding, but a lot of them don't. And I think they found that he was more down to earth, that he was more laid back, that he liked to joke around. Now, all that stuff is nice when you're going through these type of scenarios. Let's see how it is after a loss, or if there are 2 losses in a row, how all of that meshes. But I think early returns, I think, were surprising for some, especially the younger guys who had only knew this figure of Aaron Rodgers that they've known their whole life.
Jeff, do you think Aaron Rodgers will play at all in the preseason games? Do you think it's necessary for him to play at all in the preseason games?
Especially now with few starters playing. I mean, I would love to see him get out there for a series or two just to see some reps against another team. They are going to have a practice against another team, which will allow an opportunity to do that. I would still think that he's going to get a series or two just to get something out there with those guys, probably nothing more than that.
Jeff, do you think the Watt deal gets done before training camp, or is this something that's going to linger beyond that?
Yeah, it doesn't seem like we're anywhere close, does it?
No.
I mean, TJ said nothing. There's nothing at this point that would give you hope that it's going to get done. And most deals that we've seen with these type of contracts last through camp. I mean, Deontay is the only one, maybe Hines back in the day, were the only ones I could remember that signed during camp. Most of those happened when they got to the south side. And obviously last time with TJ was just a few days before the first game. So I fear that could happen again. It seems like he's pretty resolved, not in what he is not saying, plus also what his brother is telling McAfee.
Jeff, isn't it crazy that, and this is kind of, off the beaten path a little bit, but isn't it crazy that, I look at what Pitt football is doing on the recruiting trail for the upcoming class that could potentially be coming in, and they've done a great job. I think they're embarking on, being a top 25 class, or if they're not already a top 25 class, but they've been doing and making a lot of noise and securing a lot of recruits to commit to the program. But isn't it crazy that you still have to wait throughout the whole entire year to see if those guys are actually going to stay committed and not be swayed away to another team and get paid more money? Isn't it crazy? This is where we're at with college football.
And it's crazy for us. Imagine what it's like for those coaches.
Right.
To build those relationships and then still be on the edge of your seat, like, are they still going to come? Are they still going to come? What might change in a court ruling that's going to make this more difficult? I mean, there's all these variables, but you're right. And, you know, you do hear fans, let's say in this case, Pitt fans, wondering like, man, that's a crowded facility with the Steelers having to share a stadium. And then they have two recruiting weekends where they're able to bring players in while the Steelers are going through off-season work. And what do you know? They land a lot of those kids. So there are still advantages, I think, for the Panthers to be in a facility with the Steelers. And yeah, Doran, you're right. I mean, they've for the targets they've gone after, they've pretty much gotten what they've wanted. And I know it's not a time where high school recruiting is huge because it's all about the portal, but you have to build that base. And it seems like they're doing a good job there. And if you can build that base and then use the portal for a player here or there, that seems to be where the strategy of where the sweet spot for Pitt would be.
Yeah, it's almost like taking advantage of a market inefficiency now. I think it's a really good strategy by Pitt. You talked about the facility there, and we are going to come at you from a lot of different angles in this conversation. Jeff, Josh Shapiro, governor of PA, said that the Eagles, the Steelers, would get no state funding in his administration if they were to attempt to build a new stadium. And I think that's probably going to affect the Eagles more now than the Steelers, unless you're hearing anything different. Are the Steelers considering building a new stadium anytime soon, or would it be more about the practice facility, and would the state funding apply to that?
Yeah, I mean, there's nothing that I've heard directly. I mean, when they hired David Morehouse, I think a lot of people went,
Yeah.
You know, this is a guy that would specialize in this type of thing, but there hasn't been any hot talk about, you know, wanting a new stadium. I think more the facility, and that's a lot of that's just frustration over the lack of space because the staffs on both sides have gotten so big that there just isn't room, or it's very tough to have room for both sides. But no, nothing active about the Steelers wanting or hinting at, you know, a new stadium or any threats or anything like that. Not at all.
Jeff, let's say if the Steelers at some point in the near future got a new practice facility, would that mean Pitt would just blow out that wall and make like a mega facility down there?
No. Yeah, I would think so. Woo! I mean, that would be a mega facility. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, I mean, you've got ample room. But, I mean, you're also now, instead of splitting the costs, you're incorporating all of those costs at a time where now you're paying student athletes $20 million that you didn't anticipate 3 years ago.
Yeah.
And trying to find that money. So while that would be awesome to have that room, there's also the advantages we were just talking about with recruiting and not having to pay the entire bill.
I wonder if you would do a different naming rights deal, and it would be the Pitt facility brought to you by blah, 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 and you could come up with some of the money that way. But that is not something that I know anything about because I'm a dum-dum.
I'd ask Duquesne to be a tenant.
Split it with the Dukes.
Why not?
And then you could see all those guys practice, and then they could transfer to Pitt whenever they're juniors and seniors. Jeff Hathorn with us. Jeff, the Flyers made a deal that I don't know if I wanted to see the Penguins make the exact deal, but I think this is the kind of deal Kyle Dubas is looking at. Trevor Zegras from Anaheim is a top 10 pick in the draft, has tons of ability. I don't know if he can stick at center, but 24 years old, has been a 20-goal scorer in the league before. It just wasn't working out in Anaheim. They give up Poehling, who we've seen here, a second-round pick and a fourth-round pick for a guy who maybe is a top-six forward for them, maybe a top two-line center. Is that the kind of deal that you think Dubas will be looking to make this summer?
Yeah, yes. Bottom line, yes. And then he's told us that they're past the strict selling time, that they're looking to add, but looking for the right ad. Mm-hmm. And I would think their days of adding 30-somethings, except for rare occasions where you need a 1 year out of one guy because you couldn't find anybody else, I think those days are over. Taking the shots at some of these younger guys, you're going to have to give up, but that's why you have all that draft capital. I mean, we've discussed it with the Steelers for months, but the Penguins draft capital is there for them to make these type of moves. So, yes, I mean, that's the hope, that you find some young cornerstones for this team that would have an opportunity to see what Sidney Crosby does on a day-to-day basis. I mean, it's not to say that they're a move or two away, but they need to get younger. They have some youth, but not impactful youth. Make a move, throw somebody in a trade, and hey, if they want Erik Karlsson too, we'd be glad to throw him in.
Yeah, they have 3 third-round picks this year. They could have 2 first-round picks, depending on what the Rangers decide to do, if they want to give the Penguins this year's pick or next year's pick, and I think they have to make that decision by Wednesday night. Jeff, really good stuff as always, man. Appreciate you hopping on, and we'll talk to you on Thursday.
See you then, boys.
Thanks, Jeff.
What a man. Jeff Hathorn, our sports director. A lot there to react to, and so we will do that when we come back. You can text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Southside Jake's on vacation, so no Are You Smarter Than a Plumber today, but we're going to play Are We Smarter Than Intern Dom?
Correct.
Doran said, hey, Dom, why don't you come up with a quiz, 5 sports questions, a little trivia, throw them our way coming up next. So Dom has 14 minutes to come up with a quiz. And we believe in Dom because
yes.
Dom, he brought his own paper today.
Correct.
Ran out of paper here in the office yesterday when he was producing Donnie Football, who was in for the guys in the afternoon. He brought his own paper. It's like this beautiful cardstock. Is it scented? It's not scented. Like in Legally Blonde with a scented resume. You like that movie?
Mm.
You do.
I mean, it's not bad.
It's a great movie.
That's with, what's her name, right?
Yeah.
Yep. That's not Reese Witherspoon, is it?
It is.
Yeah.
I couldn't think of her name. Yeah. She played Elle Woods.
That's right.
Luke
that's
Wilson
actually,
in that movie.
A decent
that's
movie.
A great movie. It She's is. All hot, wearing pink, being a lawyer. Yeah. Nothing wrong with that.
I'm
Intern Dom,
like,
do you like that movie?
Yeah, I do. I'll admit
not
it.
Bad.
RJ, you a big fan of Legally Blonde?
Oh, dude, I love Reese Witherspoon. I can go on all day. Natalie Portman, too. Shout out her.
Natalie Portman? Nice.
She wasn't in Legally Blonde. You just wanted to throw it in there?
Yeah.
It only got a 72% on Rotten Tomatoes.
That's actually not bad for the type of movie it is.
Good point.
That's actually pretty good for the type of movie it is. I mean, it's a
6.5 on IMDb, though. Sleeping on Legally Blonde.
It's an okay movie, but it is what it is.
Everyone sleeps on her because she's blonde and she's hot, and they think, oh, she can't have any brains, and she says, no, a woman can do anything they want to do in this world.
Right.
The ultimate revenge. The best revenge is living well. Good for her. Elle Woods. Let's react to what Jeff had to say. I asked him about this Trevor Zegras trade that the Flyers made yesterday, and I think it's exactly the kind of move that Kyle Dubas needs to make. Now, not for that player. Zegras, incredibly talented. No one is doubting that. Last couple of years, he's been crippled by injury, played just 31 games, then 57 games. But before that, 23 goals, 42 assists. 23 goals, 38 assists. I think there's a decent player in there. But I read what Josh Yowie wrote about the Penguins yesterday, and he said, no surprise to anybody, the Penguins want to get tougher to play against. They want to get big. They want to get physical. And let me tell you something about Trevor Zegras. He is soft like baby poop. That's the kind of move they need to make, though, Doran. They gave up a fourth liner, a second-round pick, and a fourth-round pick to get a 24-year-old who has scored 20-plus goals in the league a couple of times. That's exactly what Dubas needs to be doing.
To be a piece or to build around?
Piece.
Yes.
Piece.
Okay.
I think the guys you build around ultimately are going to have to come in the draft.
Okay.
Or next year, you're going to spend money on a big-ticket free agent, something like that. When I think
McDavid.
Back, maybe. The best,
I'd go all in.
You know what, Doran?
If he was, I talked to his agent. If he would be interested of actually hitting the market,
of course.
I mean, there's nothing that would.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Prohibit me from trying to get him.
It doesn't sound like they're going to trade him this offseason. He's got 1 year left on his deal. But the latest reporting I saw on McDavid is that instead of signing one of these 8-year mega deals and just tying himself forever to the Oilers, that he might sign a 2 or 3 year deal. That might actually be the perfect thing. If you could build up the roster the next 2 to 3 years and outbid teams for Connor McDavid, bang, there you go.
I would want him to play with Crosby, so that I think that'd be too late.
Crosby will play till he's 45.
I think he would want to play with Crosby. I think that'd be the selling point.
Would be the biggest selling point. He wants to win a championship, and you think Connor McDavid and Sidney Crosby is your 1 and 2
if that happened centers? Next year, if that happened next year, say like a hypothetical, and I know that we're...
We're having fun. It's July. It's June. You can talk about whatever the hell you want to.
Say they built up in the draft, too, like you're saying. Yeah. Like you need to. And got a guy like this, whatever, Mahomes or whatever his name is.
Trevor Zegras?
Yeah, Zegras. Do you think that... how far do you think they would get?
With McDavid?
And Crosby. Next year. Not this coming season, but next, whenever he is a free agent.
Well,
say they got him that year.
I'll answer it this way, because I have no idea what they're going to do in the interim. If they added McDavid to the team next year, they're a playoff team. For sure.
Yeah.
Crosby on line one, McDavid on line two for...
Probably be reversed, actually.
Yeah, but you can't do that.
Why?
You can't make Sid your second line center. Can't do it. You'd have Malkin on this year's team, too. Slide him down to 3C. Make the playoff immediately. It'd be 1A, 1B, whatever.
Yeah.
Put them both on the power play.
100% would make the, 100%,
100%
right?
Would make the playoffs. Because you got him on the ice 20 minutes a night. You got Crosby on the ice another 20 minutes a night. And Malkin on the ice like 17 minutes a night. There you go. You don't need a fourth line. Screw it. Doesn't matter. You'd make the playoffs for sure.
Yeah.
When the Rangers sent out that statement to their fan bases saying, hey, we've been contending with Henrik Lundqvist, but now we're going to have to go into a rebuild. You so rarely see that for franchises in any sport. Admit on company letterhead, basically, we are rebuilding. And they turned that around fast because they went out and they got Artemi Panarin, who is the big ticket free agent at the time, and they just said, he wants to come here. We got the cap space. Why not? And it advanced the rebuild. And all of a sudden, they're winning the President's Trophy a couple of years ago. So I think you can build up the foundation. And Kyle Dubas already said, when the Penguins got... what's his face? Why am I blanking on the defenseman that they brought
Carlson.
In? Carlson. Jesus. That he's going to be in on all the big ticket free agents. God, I need to drink more coffee today. Just total brain fart there. When you bring in Carlson, his press conference, he said, we owe it to ourselves as a franchise, and I'm paraphrasing here, to go after the big ticket items. I still, even though it hasn't worked out, don't think that was a bad deal. Because you got a lot of crap off your books. And you brought in a guy the year prior who had 100 points as a defenseman and won the Norris Trophy. At the time, I don't think there was anything you could have done that would have been more impactful, save for like bringing in Connor Hellebuck, who was a free agent at the time, to be your goaltender.
Mm-hmm.
And that just wasn't going to happen. Didn't work out. But I think he'll do that if they can get on the precipice. And then you can advance the rebuild quickly the way the Rangers did. Erik Karlsson friggin' broke my brain. That happens to him like once or twice a game, too, at the blue line.
Yeah, a little bit.
Just forgets that he's supposed to be a defenseman, and sometimes you got to make the smart play. I'm not saying the Penguins should have done the Zegras thing, just to be clear, because, again, he's soft as baby poo, and I don't need that. I need a guy who can score, but I need size. They're so easy to play against, man. Like, teams wake up the day after playing the Penguins.
And feel great.
They feel great.
Yep.
Which, man, what a shot to your manhood. And I don't think that that's speculation. That's just fact.
They've been like that for a while.
They have. And it's one thing when you're scoring a whole bunch of goals, and mm-hmm. you can be difficult to play against in different ways. Like the 16 and 17 Penguins, they were based on speed and
right.
skill, but I also think they could be a real pain to play against. Like Bonino, smart player, going to be good on the back check. Carl Hagelin, the best forechecker, I thought, in the NHL. You dump a puck in, he's going to be the first guy on it. You had Chris Kunitz on that team. You had Patrick Hornquist. Like, they were fast, but they did not lack physicality or grit. That's what they're trying to build here. So, yeah, Zegras not the guy they should have been going after, but a 24-year-old who, for whatever reason's not working out on his team.
That prototypical
that exact,
player.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Can we get a mid-20s guy that, for whatever reason's not working out with his club, that you can give up not a first-round pick for, but give up a second and a fourth? You got a million. A million of those picks coming up. So that's what I'd like to see. You can give us a ring on the fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Coming up next, there is no Are You Smarter Than a Plumber today, but we're going to get in the trivia spirit with intern Dom. Have you come up with your quiz, Dom?
I have five excellent questions.
Wow.
Let's go.
Confidence from intern Dom.
Excellent.
What happens if he stumps us?
We can't let that happen.
Yeah, I don't even want to consider it.
We can't let it happen.
So Are You Smarter Than a Plumber? Brought to you by Southside Plumbing and Heating, but hosted by intern Dom, coming your way next. But first, it's an intern Dom fan headline.
Are you smarter than an orange?
But there's no Southside Jake. But we're doing it anyhow. Doran said, you know what? It is June. There's really not a topic A today.
Nope.
I mean, Nick Gonzalez, David Bednar,
Tommy
Ashcraft,
Pham.
Tommy Pham. We are family. We talked about that. We'll talk about it later. Jordy Mercer going to be a special guest today. No Neil Walker, so he kindly gave us Jordy Mercer in his stead. Let's do a little sports trivia. Brought to you by Southside Plumbing and Heating. All right, take it away, Dom. He's got five questions.
Yes.
So what, we got to get three out of five to beat him?
Yes.
Okay.
All right, five questions. We'll start with number one. I like to think that I'll go easy to more difficult just to get a nice little rhythm here. So does anybody go first particularly, or do I just throw it out? And
we're a
team.
Throw it out. Yeah, we're a team.
Gotcha. All right.
Thanks for listening to the show. Appreciate that.
Crowley, it's a miracle that I'm up before 10 any day of the week.
Before 10?
But I like to go back and listen on the free Odyssey app, A-U-D-A-C-Y.
Your Odyssey app.
First question. Roberto Clemente and Honus Wagner are 1 and 2 on the all-time Pirates hit list. Who is number 3?
I think it's Paul Wehner. How about that? Put that in your pipe and smoke it. A little Paul Wehner action.
Final answer?
I guess so, yeah.
Correct.
Let's go!
Nice.
Paulie Wehner!
Nice.
No relation to John.
Spelled differently.
That's right.
W-A-N-A-R, I think, right?
That's right. I'm
that
sweating.
Correct.
That was nerve-wracking.
Next question.
Paul Wehner.
What was the final score
of
the Immaculate Reception game?
Oh, man. Son of a gun. That's a great question.
I'm really proud of this question.
Great question.
Full marks to you. I have no clue.
Zero. Oh, man. I don't even know how many points they won by. They're obviously down.
Just a terrific question. They go on the next week. They lose to the...
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Miami Dolphins.
23-20. Don't know. I have no idea.
Final answer, Doran?
Yep.
Incorrect. 13-7, Steelers.
Huh.
Barn burner.
Jeez.
Offensive
so
showing.
So far off. I had no idea. Like, zero. There's not one part of me that knew even close what that score was. Jeez. All right, next one.
One right, one wrong. Next question. Who made the winning kick for Pitt when they stunned Clemson in 2016?
Chris Blewett.
Wow, final answer?
Yep.
Do you know who gave the pregame speech before that game?
I'm not the one being quizzed here, so I refuse to answer.
Well, we're not going to crush you for not knowing. Just you want to take a wild guess?
Sidney Sweeney.
This guy.
Me.
Big double
D. Really? Doran, how about that?
Mm-hmm.
Led them to a win.
Chris Blewett, all-time name.
Yes, for a kicker.
Is it better than Dickie Lovelady, the Mets reliever?
It's close.
Bob Walk, also a tough name for a pitcher.
Very tough.
Yeah. All right, go ahead, Dom.
All right, you guys have two correct. So if you get one more, then I lose.
That
so
was a great question on Immaculate Reception.
That really was. Really was.
You know they win the game. We weren't alive. We know all the circumstances. Great question. All right, go ahead.
All right. This one's tough, but I can't lose to you guys. So let's see what you got. Who was the MVP of the 1960 World Series when the Pirates beat the Yankees?
So it can't be Maz because that would be too easy, right? He hit the walk-off.
I don't know.
He might be trying to mess with us. He hit the walk-off.
I know. Is it a reverse psychology thing?
It might be.
Didn't Clemente have like a batting average of like 550 or something? Oh, man.
I don't know. This question is so tough that if you guys get it right, I will give each of you $100. I'll up the ante even more.
I know Dick Groat was the MVP of the league. Dick Groat, baby, don't stop now.
Don't know.
Clemente.
Final answer?
Sure.
The correct answer is Bobby Richardson of the Yankees, who is the only guy in the history of the World Series to be given MVP on the losing team. I win!
Wait, isn't there another question?
I mean, yeah, do you still want me to give it?
Yes.
Aren't we 2-2?
Yeah.
No, I thought...
Yeah, we're 2-2, buddy.
We have two.
Oh, my God. I should have gotten a more difficult question.
Clemente had a .310 batting average, hit safely in all seven games, had 9 hits, 3 RBIs in the series. They screwed up. I know the Yankees outscored the Pirates by like a billion, but like that's a total joke. That's a massive choke job by the Yankees. You can't give them the MVP. That's nonsense. And also a question we probably should have known the answer for. All right, go ahead.
All right, last question. Now, God, I regret this now because there's no way you guys don't get this. Where did Hines Ward go to college?
Georgia. That's an easy one.
Yeah, that's like the...
Do you know where Antoine Randle L. went to college?
Nope.
And played quarterback?
Indiana.
How about that?
Man, I was doing so well.
He was
well.
So cocky. He was Hines peacocking
Ward.
All around.
You didn't think that we knew where Hines I went Ward from, went to college?
You said you went from easy to hard, and then you end with the easiest possible question.
Hines Ward.
I did the math. I'm like Emmanuel Wacho. I did the math wrong in my head. So I thought I wouldn't need to break that one out. God damn it.
Whoa!
Hines Ward. That was the final question?
Best baseball player name of all time, Rusty Kuntz, someone writes in. Got to be careful when you read that one.
Yeah.
All right. At the top of the next hour, I think I'm going to throw out an unpopular take that I don't know you can quibble with. And it's a derivative of a topic that Starkey did yesterday, that Donnie did yesterday. It'll make more sense when we get there at the top of the hour. I think you're going to agree with me on something, Doran. Coming up next, got something else special planned for the people. Oh, yeah. Might even get intern RJ in the fray.
Do I know about this?
Sort of.
Okay.
15-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. USA Today ranked all NFL teams from most entertaining this upcoming season to least entertaining. Want to take a guess on the team that they think will be the most entertaining this year? It's a loose criterion. Criterion.
Say the question again.
Ranking all 32 NFL teams from most to least entertaining. Who will be most fun in 2025?
Eagles.
They're third.
Wow.
I think one's a good one. I think one and two should be one and two. Ravens and Bills.
Okay.
Do you want to take a guess as to where the Steelers are on this list?
Bottom five.
12th. I think the Steelers should be top five.
Entertaining?
In terms of entertainment, yeah. Rodgers, Metcalf. I mean, that's it. Need I say more? Rodgers alone. I think this is a fascinating Steelers season we're about to embark on. You don't even have TJ Watt at minicamp.
I mean, are they gonna play an entertaining brand of football compared to some other teams?
They're not going to be more entertaining on the field than...
Is that what the question is? Is it on the field? Or
I don't know. You think
general?
I read it? I'm just looking at the ranking. That's all I'm doing.
On the field. I mean, like the Lions?
They're ahead of the Steelers.
Okay, yeah. The Vikings? The Bengals?
Hold up! They have the Lions 4th, Chiefs 5th, Rams 6th, Commanders, Bengals, Bucks.
Yeah.
Packers.
Yeah.
49ers.
I mean, I'd throw the Cowboys.
Vikings right behind. Yeah, I'd put the Cowboys up there. Dak's coming back.
Yeah, you got George.
Adding George Pickens. Yeah, Parsons still needs to be paid. Plus, they're the Cowboys. Yeah, where are the Cowboys? This is unbelievable, Ron. Browns 32nd. I think that has the potential to be incredibly entertaining.
Yeah.
I think some Steelers fans could reasonably argue that you'd rather have the Browns quarterback situation than the Steelers. Not that the Steelers want to win. So you go out and you get the best player to try to win. And that's how I feel too. And I think Rodgers is far more entertaining. Like, if Rudolph were your starting quarterback, I'd put the Steelers 32nd on the list.
Yes.
I have no interest in watching that guy, no offense, great backup quarterback, start 17 games. But the Browns have two guys that were drafted this year that I don't think are going to be franchise quarterbacks, but maybe could be franchise quarterbacks. And if you're looking from that perspective, you've also got Kenny Pickett, who maybe he could have a Sam Darnold kind of year for you. Forget about Joe Flacco, but those three, at least you got a shot you might have a franchise quarterback. Steelers with Rodgers, it ain't going to happen.
Yeah, I mean, I think that Cleveland is a lot more entertaining than they're getting credit for, because you have two quarterbacks that might start that are... One's a big-time veteran, one has played, but they're going to be playing in division from where their former teams are. Like,
yeah, I think they're sleeping on Cleveland at 32.
Like, if Kenny's the starter and he plays the Steelers twice, like, that is must-see TV.
Must-see.
And even if it's Flacco to a certain extent, if Flacco's starting and it's against the Steelers, like, you bring it, drum up old memories. If it's Shador, it's exciting. Only thing that's not exciting is, what's his name?
Yep.
Gabriel.
Dylan, Joe Flacco's 40. Aaron Rodgers is 41. I wonder if there's ever been an older battling of quarterbacks.
Like within division?
Like in a game. Like the two starters, if you combine their ages, you'd have them at 81 combined. Have we ever had a battle of quarterbacks that is older than a hypothetical Joe Flacco, Aaron Rodgers battle?
I'm sure Marino and Montana towards the end. Probably played. Marino with the Dolphins, Montana maybe with the Chiefs. They were probably both pretty old.
I don't think Marino was playing when he was 40. No, it was 38.
38? Okay.
Oldest QB matchup of all time.
Huh.
This is a portion of the show I like to call Googling.
Oldest quarterback matchup of all time.
Tom Brady, 43 years old, 98 days. Drew Brees, 41, 297 days. November 8th, 2020. The combined age of 85 years and 30 days. Saints won that game 38-3. They had previously set the record for the oldest quarterback matchup with the age of 84 and 243 days. That's because they were in the same division at the time. Should have figured that one. All right. Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Today, sunny and hot, go figure. High of James Harrison, 92. Low of 72, Patrick Hornquist. We were talking during one of the breaks. Now, Mulsey did this the other day, ranking beers. So like shower beer or grass cutting beer. What if we were just ranking drinks of water? I'd put hose water right at the top.
Hmm.
Or water from a hose. I'll phrase it that way.
Water from a hose.
Yeah, my daughters and I were playing in the backyard the other day. Nora kicked the sprinkler, so the sprinkler broke. I couldn't put it back together. Shocker there. So I just sprayed them with the hose for like an hour and a half. But when they got tired, they'd run over, drink straight from the hose. I did it myself. It transported me all the way back to being 5 years old. It tasted so damn good. A little metallic-y.
There's no better water on this earth
mm-hmm.
than whenever you come off a practice series and that machine water that squirts that you go to, like the machine, you kind of turn the knob. It is the best tasting water you would ever have in your life because you're so parched and thirsty and dehydrated after getting mauled and mauling and reps. You're sweating. You take your helmet off. It's steamy. And then you turn that knob and it goes, and it is, I'm telling you, it is the best tasting water you would ever have on earth.
Can you confirm that, RJ? Like when you come off the field and.
Yeah, but like, you know what you know how I feel. You know what I said earlier about how.
Slide that mic over a little bit more. What's your number one water? Bedside water is a good
easily.
One.
Easily. Room temperature. It's like me and Dom said, it's got to be sitting there for a while. It's got to be like 2 weeks. It's been sitting there. You got a row of them, actually. You don't know which one you're going to take, but you grab one. It's perfect. It's 4 a.m. You're chugging it down. It's the best thing ever.
Two weeks.
I do agree. Like, you have 6 beers one night, then you go to bed, and you wake up at like 4, and you're like, throat's all dry. You lean over, bedside water. That's a good one. Hose water, coming off the practice field water, bedside water. Here's a big sleeper for me. After ice cream cone.
That's a good one.
I get so thirsty when I eat ice cream. Anybody else like that? What is with ice cream?
Yeah, that's
you're a good parched one. Immediately. I need it.
Mm-hmm.
I got grass cutting water too, which doesn't take any thought and it's not original at all. But the other four on the list, pretty damn good. What else would compare? 412-928-9370. Don't call us about such silly things, but you can text us. Best waters. Someone says the beef jerky water. What the hell is that?
Beef jerky's salty.
It is. I'll tell you what, the road trip water is a good one. You're popping a bunch of sunflower seeds.
Yep.
I was going to throw out the car water. Yeah.
Car water is a good one.
Car water is a good one.
Mm-hmm. Text us, 412-928-9370. Again, fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Coming up next, Starkey yesterday asked the question, which of our three professional sports franchises will have the most successful 2025 season? Donnie Football asked, which franchise will be the next to win a championship? I think the answer to both questions is such an obvious one, and it has me asking a totally different question. We'll explain more when we come back. But first, no, there's no fan headline. It's the Fan Morning Show.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.